She enjoys driving a tractor. It's a perfect place to find one right here. In fact, Graham Cofield was by her earlier, and his son just won a tractor last week at the Ag Dinner in Delbert. And I said he could have found plenty to drive up here, the real ones up here.
Oh, yeah, we've got plenty of tractors to drive. Certainly do.
You guys are new to the, we talked about the big auction sales, but you pretty much have equipment here all the time, tractors, combines, equipment, whether even between auction sales.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of equipment that we keep around for, you know, for daily sales. Certainly do.
What are farmers looking for these days? What's the big piece of equipment out there? Anything in particular or pretty much whatever you need or what?
Well, I mean, it's seasonal to a degree, but I mean, this time of the year, they're looking for planters, tillage, and things like that, and tractors, but, you know, they'll start thinking about combines and harvest equipment come closer to harvest.
So you guys are pretty much trying to tailor your sales to that time of year.
Well, we do. I mean, if I'm out looking and buying, I'm thinking more tractors, planters, tillage this time of the year than I am combines. If I find a combine that's worth the money, I'll certainly buy it. But, you know, I really don't have combines on my mind.
Right. And farmers probably don't either, not right now, not this time of the game.
No, that's true. I mean, they're thinking about what they need to use next.
Yeah, you got a great family operation here. Your family, well, a lot of your family works here with you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I've got, of course, Daniel and Adam and Mary. They work here.
And then Amy's just like a daughter.
Yeah, Amy's just like a daughter. She works here. She's worked with me for many, many years.
And during auction day, each one has their part. Everybody does their own thing and has their part to play on auction day.
Yeah, everybody knows pretty much what they need to do to make a successful auction, so they go do it. I mean, Daniel loads. Adam, he helps with the internet. Mary, she runs the internet in the truck. And Amy, she's checking people in and out. So it's everybody's working hard but me. I'm just standing around watching.
Yeah, I think you got a lot to do, too. You know the equipment. It helps set things off there.
Well, I do. I mean, you know, trying to keep track of values and things like that, and people want to put a reserve on a piece or something like that, try to watch it and make sure that it brings what they want it to bring.
How much work does it take on your part to know what a piece of equipment is worth when you look at it or when it comes up on sale day?
It's taken me over 40 years.
Yeah. A lot of experience over there, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, you know, you just look at it every day.
Of course, you know, Mary's here with you, Adam's here. They both do some sales, too. Are they catching up with you any?
Well, no, they're still lagging behind, but they're both doing some, you know, they're both trying hard.
Have you shown them all your secrets yet, Delbert?
Absolutely not.
They got to hang out a lot longer for that, haven't they?
They got to come up with their own.
Of course, I know you're awful proud of your grandchildren, too. I understand there's a diamond mine in your backyard. Is that what I hear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got a leprechaun in the backyard, and he brings diamonds up occasionally. Sure does. Fake ones.
Thank goodness, right?
That's right.
Yeah. I understand Grandpa's place is quite the place to be because there's a diamond mine in the backyard, and you find them all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they just liable to see one laying around about anywhere.
I know you have a good time with your grandchildren. That makes it very special. But to have your family working here with you in this business has to make it good, too, because, you know, years ago you had the John Deere dealership, and now really just gone out on your own with the auction business several years ago, and it's probably maybe turned to be as successful or more successful where you were before.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really been – it's done well. It certainly has.
A lot of good customers. A lot of agriculture has been good to you. You've been good to agriculture over the years, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of good customers. We certainly do.
That's what it's all about, a Raider Auction Company on Skyline Drive in Hopkinsville. And they certainly have auctions four times a year, but also you can come get equipment here when you need it, and large and small. You have a wide variety here.
Yeah, we do. We have a big variety of equipment, certainly do.
And quite a few trucks, too. Your sales include a lot of trucks.
We do. We'll sell, you know, auction day, we'll sell 15, 20, 20 trucks.
And that's farm trucks or just grain trucks, whatever?
Well, farm trucks, grain trucks, semis, I mean, you know, trailers. Yeah, we'll sell a little of all of it.
A wide variety. So if you've never been here on auction day, you need to come on auction day. It's quite the experience to see what's out there and just see the folks. It's a lot of people here, and you guys have a great, great day on auction day.
Yeah, it's a pretty big social event. A lot of people come out just to see folks that they never see other than at the last auction.
They raise their hand the wrong time, they may take some home with them, too.
Well, that's true. We tell them not to scratch or itch while we're so while we're trying to sell a piece of equipment to could own it.
Yeah, that's the way it works. And if they own it, Amy can finance them for them.
That's right. Amy can take care of them.
We're at Raider Auction Company. Always enjoy visiting with Delbert and the crew here at Raider Auction Company and find out about what they're doing. Raider Auction Company, Skyline Drive in Hopkinsville, celebrating National Agriculture Week on 106.5 WKDZ.